You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the holiday special right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is your girl, Kia D. Hold it down with my main man, T Smiley.
What up?
Hey, we've got Big Joe that's coming in just a few minutes. He'll be here as well. So we're going to hang out and have a good time this afternoon. I am super excited. We might even have Métis and CP that shows up tonight. So, or this afternoon. I'm so used to doing shows in the nighttime. Listen, I forgot it's the afternoon. Welcome, everybody. We're going to have some fun. Let's get this thing started. I want to hear some Lettucey. Let's do that real quick. All right, we'll be back, and we'll have some conversation and some good music in a minute. We'll be back with more with the We Talk Radio Holiday Special, We Talk Radio Network.
Let me back up. if I could ask for one Christmas gift this year from the Lord above, I would say, Lord, please let me sing like Letticy, because that girl be blowing. Ooh, welcome back to this incredible holiday special right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am fired up and ready for the holidays. I mean, because the holidays are here. We've had such a crazy year. Big shout out to, of course, T. Smiley and Big Joe, who's joining us. What's up, Big Joe?
What's going on? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, yes. Happy holidays to you. Remember those church songs we used to sing back in the day? All those Emmanuel. All those good old songs. You remember that?
Yes. Come all ye faithful.
Oh, yeah, man.
Silent night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Silent night. Boys, tear that silent night
speaking
up.
Of silent night. Speaking of silent night, I know you guys, you know, Christmas is not Christmas if you don't have Silent Night by the Temptation.
You know what?
I know
you're
you
absolutely
guys,
correct.
You know,
it's not.
That's how you know. That's how you know it's Christmas time. You got
That's how you know it's
Christmas. That's how you know it's Christmas. Once you start hearing Temptation, which was the night before Christmas, and all that there old good stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna get into a little bit of that in here in just a few minutes. Absolutely.
We got
some OJs. Christmas just ain't Christmas without the ones you love. We got some Luther Vandross. Because, you know, every year, every Christmas with
Luther.
Every year, every Christmas. I got Big Luther on this one. Actually, he might have been Schmedium Luther. He was in between. Shout out to Luther Vandross. You know, when I was younger, I went to a concert, like the only concert when I was a young teenager. Actually, I wasn't even a teenager. Well, I might have been 18. I might have been 19. I'll never forget. You know, we didn't have a whole lot of money growing up. We grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas is one of those places where it is. It's a city, but it's in the country, okay? And we don't get out of much of the area, okay?
We're city countryfied.
And so we didn't get out to Dallas much at all. And so I'll never forget there was an opportunity for me and a couple of other people. Shout out to Olivia and Ann and my sister, Nisha, who all went to that concert. And it was actually Luther Vandross and Boys to Men. They were at the JEXA. 1 year, and we went. I'll never forget. It was the best thing ever. It was like, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. So being able to see them was like heaven on earth. Luther Vandross was just I didn't even realize at the time the treat that I was getting, you know. Yeah, even though I knew Luther Vandross, I had no clue the treat that was being poured into my life that, you know, at that time. So yep, and as a matter of fact, Olivia got her car on the way back. We were already almost home, and somehow she got in touch with me. I think we had just got cell phones back then. It was the beginning of cell phones, and we had beepers. We had beepers, and she beeped me. Hey, shout out to the beepers. She beeped me, and
they don't
I
know
actually
nothing
found
about
out.
That. You talking about
they don't beepers. Know, man. Man, listen, they don't know nothing about the beeper, man. Listen, if I could have a beeper right now, okay.
Man, I found my old man. I was going through some old stuff at my grandmother's house, and I found one of my old beepers.
Wow!
We're gonna find a way to get turned. We're gonna find a way to get turned back on.
I wonder if anybody ever still provides. No. You know what they might, though? It might still be a cellular company out there that actually still has, you know, capabilities to do that. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's just a push of a button to make it happen. Motorola. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Motorola. Man, I'm sure their market was booming with all the beepers, but when that cell phone came through, that cell phone thing came through, I just wiped them
out
the park. Man, listen. Oh, man. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not the kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
I was
man.
A kid again.
Oh, man. Good old days. But Olivia beat me, and she told me she was on the freeway. Her car was stuck. Her car literally on that 30 Mick before they built all this big, nice bridge and all that all other stuff. It was just a big, scary bridge. And she was coming from out of downtown Dallas going into trying to get into Fort Worth, back to Fort Worth. And as soon as she got out of, they were coming out of JEXA, which is right there on that Mixmaster of downtown Dallas and all that, you know, just that crazy little spiral right there with all those freeways. And her car got stuck right there on that bridge. You talking about terrified. She was terrified. I actually turned around and went back and got her, sat with her, got a tow truck to come. Yeah. Stuff, you know, we, back in the day, we didn't have cell phones like that, but we made do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we figured out a way. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we did, man. We figured out a way, man, with that beeper.
Shout out
man,
to real,
for real
friends.
Yeah, real talk. Years later, actually, my baby girl, Riley, she uncoordinated to a certain degree when she was younger, and I could tell, okay, she's uncoordinated. We're going to have to make sure, like, she didn't even know how to push a basketball. Like, her coordination was off. She couldn't dance. Her coordination was off. And so she actually got with Olivia has a dance group and a mime and praise team. And for years, probably about 5 years, she was with this praise group. And that's actually how she learned how to be such a good, how to be such a great dancer, and how to, she taught herself how to get on beat. Cause I mean, that was one thing I will tell you. We worked with her. I was there, and they never talked about her. They supported her, you know, even throughout that, you know, most places you go, I'll never forget being, when I was growing up, they talked about me because I, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they just, everybody high-fived on for whatever reason. They didn't do that to her.
Oh, shout out to my aunties right there.
They will high-side you in a heartbeat. Don't mess up that note in the choir stand. Don't have the solo.
No. I was the male version of your daughter. I was really uncoordinated. And my aunties used to take me to the movie theaters and before the movies would start, you know how they would play the movies, and my aunties would have me down there dancing, and I thought I was really dancing, and just some years later I found out they were just laughing at me. That's why they had a stage to stand on where they could laugh at my little, I had no rhythm. Shout out to the people with two left feet. Shout out to us. We are out here. We are strong. We can two-step now. We have graduated. But, yes, it was definitely a time. So I do. Yeah. When you said that, you brought back all kind of memories. All kind of memories. I mean, because, you know, back in the day when we used to go to the movies, we didn't go to one movie.
Wow.
We went to all the movies. Shout out to the people that used to sneak in the movie theaters after they paid one movie and watched.
Listen, we did that all the time. But then we would leave and go to CC's Pizza, too. We, you know, hey, had to do what we had to do. It was like 12 of us. We only had $2. These last $2 had to get stretched out. Shout out to CC. Fed a lot of us for free back in the day.
Man.
Good old days, man. Good old days. Listen, it's the holiday time. It's tomorrow. It's Christmas. Now, next year, we're doing some major, major stuff around the holidays. We're going to be giving away a lot of money. We're going to be giving away a lot of prizes. We're going to be doing a lot of fun things. So next year, y'all be ready for that. This year, we just decided to play it low-key, just like everybody else, because it is just a mellow time where everybody's literally trying to make it through from 2020 into 2021. We are just, like, trying to see it, okay? And guess what, guys? Yeah. We are literally days away from the new year. I have never wanted to get out of something so bad. 2020 is like a bad pair of jeans. I'm telling you. It won't stretch, and you just want to unbutton them. And you can't because you're in the middle of a business meeting or somewhere important and you can't unbutton it, so you just got to take it. And it's tight on your belly. Ooh, that's what 2020 did to me. It's driving me crazy. Uh-huh.
Didn't it feel like it flew by? Because there was
so much happening and so much to do. And guess what? It started out with Kobe and his beautiful daughter passing away tragically. Yeah. It took us so long to get through that and to just really digest that, because no matter if you loved him or hated him, you knew him. And that had to affect you in some way, because his beautiful daughter and not just those two people, there were so many other people that were in that flight. There were seven or nine people that lost their lives that day. Seven or nine. I know it was nine people that lost their lives that day. You know, and it was sad. It was a sad situation. But and then it turned into all that tragedy around his death, where it was so much conspiracy and da 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 da. And then what happened? We went right into COVID. No.
Right.
Before COVID, we had George Floyd's death, right? And then COVID. Or was it? No, it was all at the same time. No, we had COVID. We had COVID first, and then we had George Floyd. You're right. We did. We had COVID first, and then we had George Floyd. And then everybody else is just trying. And then we had mass exoduses from work, exits, either where you were dismissed or whether you left. I mean, it's just been, we've lost family members, we've lost jobs, we've lost homes, we've lost cars, we've lost all kinds of things this year. And at the end of the day, what was so important about the money, car, fame, and all the other stuff? Absolutely nothing. What was important was the lives. And I think this year, a lot of people really took that to heart. I know I did. I was taught a huge lesson this year. Gifts are not important. The love that we share is important throughout the year. It's not about just gifts that you get on Christmas Day. You know, it's about what are we doing throughout the year to show each other how much we love and support each other. You know, how are we showing each other that? Yeah.
That's a big key. I think if we were to exercise more daily in showing love, then again, we would be a better place.
Absolutely.
The gift that we give on Christmas, we need to give all year round, which is love.
And I tell you what, this 2020, man, if you think about 2020 in another view, you think about 2020 vision. And this year has been a 2020 vision of seeing clear, seeing the big picture. The big picture, like you said, is not about gifts. And we're talking about Christmas right now, but it's not about the gifts. It's about the love. But 2020 has really shown a clear picture of who's who, what's what. You get to see, you know, if you had to let something go, it was all because 2020 was a year of vision. The vision, you open your eyes and see what's going on around the world, what's going on around locally, and, you know, what's going on in your everyday life. You know, you have to, you know, if you got 2020 vision, that's good. I mean, you can see. So 2020 you can see clearly. You can see clearly 2020 vision. So now going into 2021, everything that you're seeing clearly, even if it was negative or positive, 2021 is a reboot season. You know, after the dust has settled, you know, you can only go up from here.
I like that analogy.
I will say this. You know, we have a lot of people who,
you know, last year who were saddened and sickened by the fact that they couldn't get anybody any Christmas gifts. This year, I guarantee you people have changed that mentality. I've talked to a whole lot of people that have changed that mentality. They don't think like that anymore. You know, the importance of Christmas is love. The importance of this holiday is to celebrate Jesus and his birth, right? You know, and the love that he's shown to us, you know, while he was walking on this earth, just by coming here on that special, special day that we really, quote unquote, don't know if it's his day, but we could pick any day of the year and we wouldn't know if it's the day or not. We just got to pick a day. They picked this particular day to celebrate. You know, one thing I will say that is important, I want to bring it up. Next year is going to be, 2021 is going to be amazing. I want to say that first. 2021 is going to be awesome because we're going live on Periscope and we're going live on a couple other places. So y'all check us out on WeTalkRadio.com. That's WeTalkRadio.com to find out more about what's going on today. Today I didn't post the phone number. Today I only posted the link, the direct link to the show. So thank you, everybody who's tuning in today. I want to thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. This is We Talk Radio Network, and you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, all those great places, We Talk Radio Network. I want to say this real quick. I want to add, one of the things that we talked about before was the Christmas tree, and I want to bring this up just real quick. I want to talk about it. The Christmas tree and what that means. Big Joe, do you mind kind of just talking about that really quickly? Because we did talk a little bit about that. Not trying to just get us down on, I mean, I'm not trying to talk about anything negative, but I do want to keep it real this holiday season. We did talk about what it says in the Bible about putting up a Christmas tree.
About
can
Jeremiah.
You go into that a little bit more?
Let me get a song real quick, and then when we come back from the song, I will have everything ready for you.
You got it.
Can we
absolutely
do that?
Man, what? Absolutely. Hold on real quick. T. Smiley got something real quick, too.
Before we go to the song, I was in the other room in the studio, and I heard y'all talking about two left feet and not being coordinated, rhythm or anything, and doing certain things in the church as a musician, as a drummer. Man, I've seen so many things, heard so many things, and I'm telling you, man, one thing I can laugh about is, you know, playing the drums, and you got that one choir member, or a couple of choir members in the choir, and you know, you in the middle of singing, what's that song Kid D said, Emmanuel. Something so simple, man. And you got that one choir member that can't get on beat.
Ooh.
That's one thing. And it's sad, man, because as a musician and somebody that has to keep the beat, I look at that person and I laugh. And sometimes if I look too long, man, I get off beat just by they beat.
Every time.
Or I do it on purpose.
Oh man. Don't do it.
Or I do it on purpose. Why? Because listen, if you can't be on beat and you out there, and you up there in front of everybody, I'm sorry, you need to sit down. I'm sorry. That's just my analogy on
that. That is hilarious. She's smiling. That's hilarious. That is.
You know what?
Listen,
Kia, if you want it, I got it for you now. If you're ready.
Go ahead. We're ready.
You ready? You sure?
We ready, bro.
All right. In Jeremiah 1-5, it states the following. Jeremiah 10 chapter, 1-5 verse. Hear the words which the Lord God, which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the ways of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the custom of the people are fruitful. For one cut a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails, hammers, and so it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree and cannot speak and must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good.
Okay.
What about the Christmas tree? Not putting up Christmas trees.
That's what he's referring to. He's saying they decorate it with silver and gold, and they fasten it with nails and a hammer so that it will not topple. For the custom of the people are frugal, for one cut a tree from a forest.
Gotcha.
And the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe, and they decorate it with silver and gold. What he was saying is, don't be like the Gentiles. Remember that you're separate. Again, this is Old Testament. So he's referring to the Israelites and the Gentiles. And he's telling the Israelites, don't be like the Gentiles. Don't get caught up in the pagan holidays. Don't do what they do. The King James Version says, don't be as heathens. Going and taking a tree and fastening it and decorating it with silver and gold, which is the only time we do that is on Christmas. There's no other time of the year where we take a tree and we decorate it with silver and gold. Look at the colors we use. Look at the... So it has some pagan rituals to December 25th, realistically.
So by you saying that, does that mean that we're Israelites or?
That's the huge question. You have a lot of people that believe that we are Israelites. You have a lot of people that believe that we are Gentiles. The only thing that is sure is that we are drafted or grafted into the arms of the Lord, whether Gentile, whether Israelite, we are still adopted by the Lord Savior. He still calls us friend. We are still his brother, regardless to our nationality, regardless to what we believe that we are. You can still have a chance with him just by accepting him. Regardless to race, creed, or color. The thing of it is to not idolize Christmas. A lot of times we have taken Christ completely out of Christmas if that was the reason for Christmas, was for the Lord and Savior. We have taken it completely out of the Lord and Savior by creating Santa Claus.
Wow. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Now we instead of celebrating what God has done, we are putting ourselves in holes behind what we're trying to do just for a day. Not even giving God the recognition that he deserves, if that is the case. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that would be Christmas if that's what we're celebrating it for.
Right.
If we're just getting caught up in the ritual of tradition and the ritual of passing gifts and not showing love but this day, then are we really doing any good?
Gotcha. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Yep, you're absolutely correct. If we're not showing love throughout the year, what are we really doing? Absolutely. You know, if you want to make a comment today on what we're talking about, I will give you the call-in number. It's 563-999-3456. That's 563-999-3456. Next year, like I said, we're going to be doing some major, major things. All of the radio shows that we have are absolutely amazing.
We're on Monday through Monday, with the exception of Tuesdays and Thursdays now. Thursdays and Fridays now. We're actually going to be bringing back Throwback Thursdays and Club We Talk Radio next year in the spring. And, we'll be bringing those back. Turn Up Tuesdays will return in January of 2021. And so we're really, really excited about it. And, of course, we've got Mind, Body, and Soul on Saturdays. We've got the Cave Radio Show on Saturdays. Of course, you can check out both T. Smiley and Mr. Big Joe on both of those shows on the weekends, as well as Kia D Unplugged and the Morning Grind with Kijana Owens every single Monday. Those shows air at Monday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And then After the Lights Go Out radio show, which airs on Wednesdays. And then on Sundays, we have two amazing shows, the Shine Lord radio show and then the Brand New Day show with Emily Blue and Deanne Lacks. We've got a lot of amazing things for everybody. Check us out. We've got a lot of stuff that's coming to the air, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned to WeTalkRadio.com for all of the updates and information and all kind of great stuff. I received an email from somebody the other day, a girl named Amber. She was like, listen, I've listened to you guys for a long time, and I want to figure out what I can do to support. She attached her resume and everything. No joke. And so I want to say big shout out to Amber if you're tuning in today. Thanks for real talk, just listening and being a supporter and just wanting us to help. She's like, I just want to help. I love it. If that's you, you're somebody who wants to help. You've got, you know, hey, listen, you've got great ideas. You've got content. You got whatever it is. Send us an email to admin, A-D-M-I-N, at wetalkradio.com. Admin at wetalkradio.com. So I truly, truly, truly appreciate everybody who listens and everybody who supports and everybody who loves and writes in, calls in. We used to get these incredible hot topics for Big Joe on Monday and Wednesday night. We haven't gotten any in a long time, so we're going to amp that back up again, the Ask Big Joe segments. We're going to amp those back up. So, oh, yeah, Big Joe used to get some crazy stuff. You know, we're going to do a whole recap. Like, next week, we're going to pick, I think, one of the nights, maybe Wednesday night, maybe Monday night. We'll pick one of those nights and just do a full recap and just have some fun and talk about everything we kind of did this year. And we did some fun stuff this year. We had some funny moments. And the whole political thing, when I tell you our Russian Federation listenership went up the whole first part of the year, we have never had that many people listening from the Russian Federation. But we talked about a lot of politics. We talked about a lot of politics. And do you know the Russian Federation listenership went down after the election? No joke. I just looked at it. I just looked at the stats. I was literally just looking at them a few minutes ago. And Russian Federation went down. But the election's over. So, yeah. They were listening to see, I guess, what people are saying. What are we talking about out here? You know, what's the word? You know, they want to know what's going on. Yeah, we appreciate everybody for tuning in, loving, listening, liking, all that good stuff. Thank you, Canada. Canada is now literally rising up in the ranks of listenerships. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Canada. They were at 0.26%. Now they're at 0.30% listenership in that area. So thank you, Canada. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
We can't forget about Guatemala.
Guatemala, absolutely. Mexico, Guatemala, listen, they listen. Do you hear me? They are tuned in. We appreciate Mexico. We have 1% of our listenership in Mexico, so we appreciate Mexico. We truly do. Yep, everybody, all over the world, the United States, we love y'all so much. We do. We had a fun year, so much fun. We're going to get back to this music, though. Let's do some music. Y'all want to hear some old school or some new school holiday music?
You was talking about all this love, so why not Christmas Just Ain't Christmas?
I'm going to do some Christmas Just Ain't Christmas. Okay, let them do it. All right, we'll be back with more of the holiday special. We got radio.
The one. time. Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine.
And a happy new year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
I'm telling my daddy.
I'm telling my daddy, too.
Daddy! white suit. Hey, kissing mama. Did she kiss him back?
Right, right. That was the question. Right, right. Did she kiss him back?
How long was the kiss? What was that show we watched last night? Living Single.
Oh, man, that was good.
She said it was only 5 seconds. 5 seconds? Let's count this. Let's play this out. One. Two. Three. Four. That's 5 seconds too long. 5 seconds too long.
I'm going to play another one real quick. We'll be back. Big Joe, you still there? Oh, my bad. You know what? We might not have been able to hear him. He'll be back. Okay, so we'll be right back. I got another one I'm about to hit with y'all real quick. And we'll be right back with more of the holiday special right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Radio.
Yeah. Nope. Yep. There we go. Boop.
Waiting, waiting, no sign.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
to the holiday special right here on We Talk Radio Network. We, of course, have the incredible Big Joe hanging out with us today, as well as T. Smiley. What's up, gentlemen?
What to do? What to do?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Happy holidays.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to answer about what you would do if you saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
What would you
remember, we ain't talking about everybody else, Daddy. We talking about Joe. We talking about Joe Jackson.
you ain't
telling too much of nothing. Michael ain't telling nothing when he saw Santa kissing Mama.
Everybody getting lined up for a beat.
Y'all know Joe didn't play that. Y'all better go in there and sing something. Y'all better sing something.
Line up right now. Move the furniture out the way. Get your steps down right. If not, it's whooping time.
Do you hear me? It's whipping time. Boy, I tell you, that was a hard house to grow up in, I guarantee you. Joe Jackson.
Ooh,
shout out to everybody who's hanging out with us today on this beautiful holiday, this incredible 2020 holiday. We will never see another one like it. We hope and pray that there's never another year like this one. Real talk. But God is always in the blessing business. It's so interesting how God does things. You know, he does things when he wants in his time, and he's definitely going to, you know, we're going to definitely see a change. Let me just say this real quick. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, you know, because we got a lot of people who are out here suffering, and they were waiting on this alleged $600 that's supposed to be coming next week. But then, of course, our good old friend Trump, who's our current president, decided that, you know, he wanted everybody to get a $2,000 check. Great. We love that, right? Can you cut it today is what everybody is saying. If you can't cut it today, hold back and let everybody get that $600 check and argue about it later, because he decided he wasn't going to sign that bill. And since he didn't sign that bill, he wants everybody to get a $2,000 check. And, of course, it got, you know, stopped on the Republican side. It's just it's insane, you know, what's really happening right now to people and how they're just playing complete games with people. It's just really sad. So, really sad. Absolutely, you know. Just everybody, I want you to absolutely be encouraged, because God is in the blessing business. He will not let you down, even when it looks like it's dim, grim, and horrible looking. He's right there. He's definitely right there by your side, real talk.
And on another note, I wanted to ask this question before we end it, since we still got time. It's Christmas holidays. It's Christmas. Have any one of y'all ever got a gift, past Christmas gifts, and you didn't like it, and you said, I was going to hold on to it until the next Christmas and re-gift it and give it to somebody? Have y'all ever done that?
Oh, that laugh tells it all. I got gifts in there right now. Now, I will say this. I won a gift one year that was that everybody, you know, how you do the white elephant. Nobody wanted this particular gift, and I loved it. It was this eucalyptus spearmint lotion from Bath and Body Works, and everybody was like, ha ha ha, because they got all these electronics and freaking electronic blankets and all kind of heated this and that and all kind of just stuff. And I got these lotions, and I felt like I was the queen of everything. But they were laughing at me. They thought it was a horrible gift. I loved it. But there were other gifts that I was like, I wish you would have just gave me cash. But you can't say that, you know, because then you're ungrateful, you know. So I don't say that at all. I just say, thank you so much, and keep it pushing.
No, I haven't.
You asked. I gave you the truth.
I haven't, personally, I haven't. I've gotten gifts, of course, everybody's gotten something that they didn't like, but I haven't re-gifted or anything like that. I just kind of held on to it, might not have ever wore it or ever used it, but it was a thought that counts, and sometimes you don't know what they were thinking.
Man, I tell you, I can remember growing up, me and my cousins, I think we were all probably high school, 18, 17, 18. And one year, one Christmas year, you know, me and my cousins, us boys, we all go to the store and we said, we're going to get our mom something for Christmas. And so we was all walking in the mall trying to figure out what we're going to get. So then we all, you know, what's that jewelry store? What's the other one? It's another big one. K jewelry or
Zales.
Hold on, what'd you say, Zales?
Zales.
That one. So they had a special in the mall one year. They had a special in the mall one year. Me and my cousin, we thought it was all cool. We was like, you know what? Hey, listen, I'm gonna get my mama this ring, man. They got a nice little sale. Well, it was five of us, so all five of us end up getting the same ring, right? The very same cheap little ring, and we decided that we was gonna give our moms these rings, right? Well, of course, we all go to church Sunday, and you know, my mama got her ring on, my cousin mama got their ring, everybody got their ring on. And one of our cousins was like, Mom, you like your gift? And she was like, yeah. So she's showing it off. And then next thing you know, all five of our mamas look and come together, and they all talking. And they was like, look what my son got me for Christmas. And then they all looked and was like, wait a minute, I got that too. And then the other one said, hold on, let me see your ring. And then they find out that we all got them the same ring. And it was funny. It was definitely funny because, again, we was at church. You know, everybody was thinking, you know, oh, we done did something special. And they all put us on blast. They put us on blast on that, though. They put us on blast. Like, look, these boys done went to the mall and got all of us the same ring. So we had to tell them, listen, hey, look, it was on the sale. We didn't know what to get y'all, so we, you know,
let me help you out for next time. What you do is just say that means we just all love you the same. Y'all love you the same way. We don't love one more than we love the other.
Man, and it was crazy because it was, you know, we all, you know, it's like I said, we all grew up together. We at everybody's house. Each person's house we was at, like, every weekend, so... You know, we was like, you know, we thought we were doing something real good and special.
Y'all did do something good and special. I'm sure. What does your mom say? What does y'all's mom say? That's the important thing.
Oh, they liked it, but they was laughing and joking about it pretty much the rest of the day because we was like, you know. They said, I think one of them asked, well, what y'all going to get y'all girlfriend? We was like, shoot, I think they asked, what y'all going to get y'all girlfriend? We said, we're going to get them a ring, too. It didn't cost a lot.
Classic.
Now, that is the question of the day. Would you be in a doghouse if you bought your girlfriend the same ring that you bought your mama?
I mean, it depends. I don't know. It depends. I mean, I think as long as they didn't talk to our mamas and realize they got the same ring, I think they'd be all right.
Oh, man. Yeah, buddy. That's funny. That is hilarious. I do believe as long as the girlfriends don't know, they got the same ring. I think some girls, depending on who you talk to, they might be like, oh, you got me the same ring as your mama. That's so sweet. And then other girls might be like, what? You got me the... So, you know, just depends on what kind of girlfriend you got.
That's that gift that keep on giving. They're going to pass it along. That's that one they don't want to keep. The ring, I mean, you know, the gift.
The gift. Gotcha. Okay. Yep. Yeah. You know what? Some females are ungrateful. But they're young, though, you know. Some don't know any better. You know, they're young. You know, I mean, seriously, high school,
You know, I mean.
You got some old ones that are ungrateful too. Don't just put it on age.
You know, you're right. You know, you're right, though. It is some day that you're definitely right about that. There are definitely some younger ones that are definitely ungrateful too. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. But this year, hopefully, that changed and everybody got a little gratefulness in their heart because you just don't have a choice this year but to have gratefulness in your heart. Real talk. It's actually time to close out. It's time to close out and it's time to say Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year. Well, we got next week to say Happy New Year, I guess. But it is definitely time to say Merry Christmas to everybody. And do you have any final Christmas words you want to say, Big Joe, T. Smiley?
Me personally, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all our We Talk family.
Yeah, again, I would say, Big Joe, Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas to all of our We Talk Radio family and our Heels on the Move to Heal family. You know, we've been through a lot this year, and y'all stuck by our side the whole time. So we want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas. We hope that y'all have a blessed Christmas on tomorrow. Enjoy your family and enjoy your friends, and stay quarantined, man. Just because it's Christmas, that don't mean still congregate with a lot of people. You know, so stay safe out there. Still wear your mask, and remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Absolutely. Anything else from you, Big Joe?
Be all.
I love it. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm going to let you pray us out. Big Joe, go ahead and pray us out, and we'll be done for tonight. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come today in the most humblest way we know how, saying thank you. Heavenly Father, we come today just saying thank you for your son who was born and who died on a cross for our sins. Heavenly Father, we ask right now that if there's any one of us that is out of the ark of safety, Heavenly Father, we ask that you step into our life, step into our heart, step into our mind. Come with us and sit down and sup with us, as your word says. Heavenly Father, we would be so ever careful to give your name the praise. Heavenly Father, there's hurting around the world. We ask that you heal right now. Bring joy back into the celebration of your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Merry Christmas. Amen.
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 Amen. I got to thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure y'all check us out, wetalkradio.com.
Hold on.
On Facebook.
Huh? Real quick. I know you
got
to hear with the Temptations. You got to hear.
Man, I had another special one I was going to end with, bro.
You want to end with another one?
I got you. Okay. But I got you, though. We Talk Radio, Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn under We Talk Radio. Under YouTube, go to We Talk Radio Network. We thank y'all so much for being a part of this incredible We Talk Radio holiday special and making We Talk Radio your number one listening station all over the globe. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Woo!
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship. praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us. To know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Thank you,
Lord. Kneel down before Him.
He's
the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, sing it.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informed shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.